news.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
I think he's closer in the hills.
I'm Steve Zwemke. This week's program takes us to the TCB Auditorium at Dakota State University in Madison for a concert featuring guitarist Chris Champion and, later, a set from STPB regular Jamie Lynn along with Dalton Coffey and Andrew Reinerts. Chris Champion has been playing and teaching guitar for over 40 years. He was still a very young player when he was inspired by guitarists like Leo Kottke and Larry Carlton. Champion practiced at the famous Guitar Institute of Technology in the early 80s before studying and eventually instructing jazz guitar at Arizona State University. In 1997, Champion's quartet, Odd Man Out, won the Phoenix New Times Best of Phoenix Award for Jazz Groups. The group featured many of Champion's own compositions. Champion calls South Dakota home now and is very active in the Sioux Falls area music scene. He opened for Jamie Lynn on October 9, 2014 at Dakota State University. Here's Chris Champion on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Thank you, folks. My name is Chris Champion, in case you don't know. That last tune is it's a little tune of mine called Shanna's Walk. For those that are counting, it's a blues in G with a couple modulations in there somewhere. Well, for those of you that live in Madison, which I'm sure most of you do, you might know who my son is. He's getting famous already. Ben, the piano player. He's off in California at school right now. But I have this one tune that every time I play it, this is one of I wrote this tune, and he thinks it's one of my my best tunes, and it's the title of it is called The Happiest Song I've Ever Written. And it's really happy. So thank you. This is the happiest song I've ever written. Here's a song that I wrote. This was, I got the idea for the title of the song when we were actually moving out to, we moved here from Arizona, and I have this song that's called Somewhere Between Colorado and Nowhere, which is about where I felt like when the inspiration for that title hit, because I was in essentially somewhere in Colorado and heading somewhere. So. somewhere between Colorado and nowhere.
Chris Champion on No Cover, No Minimum Radio with a set performed at the TCB Auditorium at Dakota State University in Madison. For more information, visit ChrisChampionGuitar.com or see Chris Champion Music on Facebook. We continue tonight's program with a set from Jamie Lynn, first with a couple of solo numbers and then joined by Dalton Coffey on the dobro and Andrew Reinerts on the upright bass. Jamie Lynn is no stranger to SDPB. The versatile singer, songwriter, and instrumentalist is right at home, playing anything from bluegrass to jazz to indie, folk, and Americana. As NineBullets.net stated, Lynn's voice shifts easily from indie rock croon to a full-bodied gospel to a traditional folk storyteller, making each song unique. At the time of this concert, Lynn had begun working on a recording project with Coffey and Reinerts. The fruit of that labor is a 10-track CD of original music called Fall is a Good Time to Die. It was recorded by Coffey in his Sioux Falls studio and mixed by Eddie Ferris in Nashville. Ferris is known for his work with Ricky Skaggs. The new disc is set for an April 10th release during a concert at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. Lynn, Coffey, and Reinerts will be joined by flat picker Dylan James for the special event. A show at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls follows on April 11th with special guest East of Westerville. Without further ado, here's Jamie Lynn with Dalton Coffey and Andrew Reinerts on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
I'm really excited about tonight because I don't get to play with these guys very often. I've really got some talented musicians I'm going to bring up in just a little bit. But we'll start recording an album together next month. So we're pretty excited to be working together and excited. You're like one of the first audiences to see us live. So, ooh, let's hope it's good, huh? So some of the songs I'll be playing tonight are from a new project that we'll be recording. And some of them are from past projects. And I'm kind of a nerd about South Dakota history and South Dakota folk songs. And so I'm going to play some of those for you tonight. So last April, I put out an album with a duo partner, Dylan James. And he's a flat picker, so he's a guitar player. Plays a specific style. It's pretty much the bluegrass style. Really, really fast. Super talented player. It was great playing with him, putting that record together. But it was made up of folk songs and then a few jazz tunes and then some songs that kind of like fell someplace in between those two genres. And this is a tune that's heavily on the folk side of things. It's one that I wrote. It's called My Ribbons.
What makes you so special, darling? Why hold life on your behalf? I won't wait for you, lean on that gate for you. I'll wear my ribbons here and now. Sweet milk that town girl's selling. We'll head on in and buy the cow. I won't pine for you, I don't have time for you. I'll wear my ribbons here and now. Road leads west for you, my darling, but I'll age better in the south. Take your hat with you, I won't ride back with you, I'll wear my ribbons here and now. Thank you. Life beats down on you, my darling. Face to sun and hand to plow. But I won't cry for you. I'll say goodbye to you. I'll wear my ribbons here and now.
So about 3 years ago, I put out a solo album. It was actually a duo album, but my name's on it, with Josh Rick, a talented player and luthier in Sioux Falls. It's called Sodbusters. And the research behind the album was kind of what started my whole work in the schools in South Dakota with South Dakota history and this old group of songs. Half those songs are on the album. The other half are songs that I wrote, inspired by the folk songs that I came across in South Dakota history in the late 1800s, early 1900s. This particular song was inspired by a story that my grandma told me about my ancestors. My great-great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, Lydia Huff, was a proper English girl of 19. She was married right off of the boat from England. And her husband packed up everything in a wagon and headed this way. And I'm sure this story is in many of your families, too. They stopped in Illinois, and they stopped in Iowa, and then they finally settled in Summit, South Dakota, where my family's still from. Then Western South Dakota opened up for settlement, and they split up. She stayed in Summit, and he went farther west to get more land over there. And he took a couple of the kids, left a couple of the kids with her, and in 2 years, up by Lemon, South Dakota, he lost both of those children and threw up his hands and left. He went home, back to Summit. So this song is written from her point of view, I kind of had to make it up. So it's called Sodbusters, and it's what I imagine a woman was going through back then. Thank you.
surveyed the prairie and stepped out a line, a spot in the valley with one lonely pine. You cried, now we're sodbusters, my dear, we are home. I cried silently, later I felt so
song from Sodbusters, and it's a bit more on the rougher side of settlement. It's called Sweet Thing. That time in the program when I get to introduce two dudes to you who are going to blow your mind. We've got Andrew Reinerts on bass and Mr. Dalton Coffey on dobro. If you didn't know what that thing is, he'll tell you about it, just in case. but we've been working up some tunes together since, I guess, May was the first time. And I kind of dreamt about playing and recording with these guys long before it actually happened. So I'm really excited about playing with them and recording with them as well. This next tune we'll play for you is also a South Dakota Predator. Depending on which side you fall of the argument. But we don't really have wolves here in South Dakota anymore. Probably 4 or 5 years ago, I grew up in Corona, up in northeastern South Dakota. My mom and I were driving on the Corona Road. If you know the area, you know what the Corona Road is. But we were driving on this country road, and out in the pasture in the middle of the day, like it was sunny and bright, was a wolf just trotting along in that pasture like there was nothing strange about it being there. We watched it for a while, and it wasn't a coyote, it wasn't a dog, it was a wolf. And I just thought that was so cool because I'd never seen one there. And to our knowledge, you know, there weren't any. Years later, I finally wrote this song to explain how that wolf got there. Now I live in Spearfish these days out in the Black Hills. I've lived out in the hills for probably 4 years. there's been sightings lately, like, you know, of course, game fishing parks is no, there's no wolves. But people have been saying that they've been seeing them, so we don't know. This is a newer tune of mine, and I was kind of inspired to write this song by Kevin Locke. He's a a Lakota hoop dancer and flautist and amazing storyteller and performer and everything. He's just super cool guy. But I was watching him give a presentation, about Native culture and, how they hold the Black Hills holy. It's their holy place. He was saying that the tradition was, if you were going to the Black Hills, a couple hundred years ago, if you were going on a pilgrimage to the Black Hills, you would only stay for 3 days. You'd go, you'd hang out, you'd, pray or, have visions or whatever your plan was there and then get out. Because if you stayed for more than 3 days, you wouldn't appreciate how beautiful the Black Hills were, after that time. You'd get used to it. I thought that was really, really cool and interesting because I live there now and I didn't grow up there, so I don't feel like I'm as used to them as a lot of people that live there. But I'm lucky in that I get to leave all the time and then, come back into the hills and be just astounded by how awesome they are. That's kind of what inspired me to write this song. It's called God Out on the Plains.
Say you couldn't stay more than 3 days, for the beauty of the Black Hills would astound and fade away. And pilgrim though you travel far, say a prayer, gaze at the stars. The holy land that you stand on, so hit the trail now and be gone. Hit the trail now and be gone. I am a pilgrim on my way. God out on the plains, though I cannot find him still, I think he's closer in the hills. I think he's closer in the hills. This land, can I ever really own it with their blood upon my hands? Truth be told, despite my sin, I felt that I was home the very moment I rolled in. The very moment I rolled in. I am a pilgrim on my way, I looked for God out on the plains. Though I cannot find in the hills, I think he's closer in the hills. He's closer in the hills. I think he's closer in the hills.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So this next song completes the South Dakota Predator trilogy. It's called Red Fox. It's the oldest one. I enjoy playing it, so I still play it.
So free.
Thank you.
Pause the time to knock the banjo over.
This next tune, it kind of sounds like a sad song, but that's not how I intended it at all. It's called Fall is a Good Time to Die. I originally wrote it in like kind of ironic, nice and happy, go lucky, and then it turned into what it was. A sad song.
The summer is lifting. I don't want to forget how the light starts to change. And we could sit out on the deck of the kitchen and survey. The leaves on the trees could agree more brown and dry. And all of the world dreads the winter, but I just smile, 'cause fall is a good time. It's a good time, a good time. Thinking about how I long for the south. I don't wanna get cold, not again, not this year. You can't come along, I must go on before you and put a good word in the grandmaster's ear. Oh, I think fall is a good die. All the leaves on the trees couldn't agree more brown and dry. And all of the world dreads the winter, but I just smile, 'cause fall is a good time. It's a good time, a good time to die. Up and leave, and so I'll follow suit, and I'll head out of here, for the winds freeze the ground. You wouldn't believe the relief it has brought me to know that the geese follow me with their sound. I think fall is a good time. It's a good time, a good time to die.
We have one more tune for you. We need Dalton up here, though. Where'd he go? Uh-oh. There he is. Yay! Dalton Coffee, everybody, on Dobro. This is Mr. Andrew Reinertz on bass. And I'm Jamie Lynn. If you want to find me online to see when I'm playing in your area again, you can do so at jamielynnmusic.com. You can also find me on Facebook, of course, all that good stuff. But this last tune we're going to play for you, we like to have a little bit of fun with. It's kind of a torch song. It's an angry breakup song in the style of Patsy Cline. It's called Till You're Dead. My heart stops burning for you when it's down to a glow. When my head is on my shoulders, when it's done hanging low. When my sky is through falling on me, darling, then and only then. Baby, I'll be your friend. When I like to talk about it, how am I holding out? Hope my mother's feeling better. Oh, how thoughtful art thou? Fill me in on what you're doing when I don't give a damn. When my heart stops burning for you, baby, I'll be your friend. My
heart stops burning for you, baby, I'll be your friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jamie Lynn with Dalton Coffey and Andrew Reinhartz on No Cover, No Minimum Radio. Jamie Lynn performed on guitar, banjo, and vocals. Dalton Coffey on dobro and Andrew Reinhartz on the upright bass. For more information, go to jamielynnmusic.com, daltoncoffeymusic.com, and Andrew Reinhartz on Facebook. Tonight's performances were recorded October 9, 2014 at Dakota State University's TCB Auditorium by students in DSU's audio production program under the direction of Nathan Edwards. Learn more about the program at dsuaudio.com. Enjoy this program again by going to sdpb.org, and while you're there, browse our No Cover, No Minimum radio archives. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota. This has been a presentation of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
When I said goodbye to you, I didn't know it meant hello. When I said goodbye to you, I didn't know it meant hello, hello, lonely, hello again, hello to making friends with memories I'd hidden gin, hello.